Okay, could I have, yeah, thank you. Oh, good morning. Good morning, everyone. Yeah. I brought a really special book with me this morning.
Other children can come forward.
Come on up. It's good to see you. Yeah, can you make room for our new friends? Let's make room.
Yeah, come on up. Other children can come forward.
Yeah. Very. Are you all excited?
Yes.
Yes. Good morning. Yeah, that's great.
Good, come on up.
Anybody else?
Come on up.
All right. So I brought this very special book with me this morning, and I want to read it to you. And along the way, I may ask you a question, okay? This is called The First Christmas. So, I want you to listen carefully. Many, many days and nights ago, in a far-off town in Nazareth, a woman named Mary was praying. And an angel, do you know what an angel is? Yeah? An angel came down in a cloud with golden light and said, "Fear not, don't be afraid, Mary. God is looking in a very special way at you. You will have a son and call him Jesus. He will be great and his kingdom will never end." An angel also visited Joseph. Now, Joseph and Mary were going to get married. And the angel said to Joseph, "I want you to take care of Mary and this baby."
What?
Yeah.
Can you believe it? Crazy.
It's so funny.
Well, Joseph and Mary got married. Yeah, they had a big wedding reception. Joseph was a carpenter. Do you know what a carpenter is? What is a carpenter? Yeah, someone who makes things out of wood, who carves wood. Well, Joseph made a crib and wooden toys, and Mary sewed clothing and blankets, and everyone was getting ready for the birth. But Jesus was not going to be born at home or at the hospital. Where were you born? Yeah, pretty much all of us were born at the hospital, but not this baby, because the Roman emperor said that everyone had to go back to their hometown and they had to pay their taxes. So Joseph's family came from Bethlehem, and that was 70 miles away. Yeah, 70 miles, and it was winter. And the baby was just about ready to be born, and Joseph and Mary had to go to Bethlehem. So Mary packed some food, and they mounted their donkey. Yeah, what sound does a donkey make? Yeah, you've really got your donkey voice on this morning. Yeah. Do you know what's so special about donkeys? They can carry very heavy loads. They can carry a lot. Yeah. Well, they mounted their donkey, and their journey of 70 miles was very long. Some days were rainy, some were windy, and at night the air was cold. Can you do a shiver for me? And it took Joseph and Mary several days to reach Bethlehem. And when they got to Bethlehem, well, everything was very busy. It was crowded. Lots of people were there. And all the places to stay were filled up. Now, when you go on vacation or you go away from home, where do you stay? You stay at a hotel, right? Or you stay with relatives. Well, Joseph and Mary, they were looking for a hotel, an inn, and Joseph knocked on the door. Can you knock for me? That's it. That's a good knock. Joseph knocked on the door. And then he knocked on another door and another door. The answer was always the same. We don't have any room. We're filled up. And then Mary started to cry. And the donkey was tired. And so one of the people who had an inn, a little hotel, well, he felt sorry for them. And he took them around back to the barn. It's called a stable. Do you know who lives in a stable? Animals. Animals live in the stable. And the innkeeper said, you can sleep in here, and my animals will keep you warm. And Mary and Joseph were very grateful. And they made a little bed out of straw, and they made a crib for Jesus, and then they rested. And then during the middle of the night, Jesus was born. He was born in a stable, in a barn, in hay. And then there's a field that was close by, and there were shepherds. Do you know what a shepherd is? Someone who herds sheep. And these shepherds were watching their sheep that night, and they heard singing. And the angel Gabriel came down and visited the shepherds. And the shepherds were afraid. And Gabriel said, don't be afraid. I have very good news for you. Jesus, our Savior, is born in Bethlehem. And so the shepherds were very excited. They started jumping up and down. And guess what? They left their sheep right there in the field. And they went to Bethlehem. And they were guided by a very bright light in the sky. And they found the baby, Jesus. And they knelt down. And then there were three kings, three very, very important kings. They saw a shining star up in the sky, and they knew what it meant. They wanted to follow the star, and they wanted to search for Jesus. Their names were Caspar, Melchior, and Belshazzar. And they followed that star for miles and miles and miles until it took them to Bethlehem, and they found Joseph and Mary and the baby Jesus. And what did they bring? They brought gifts. They brought gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And the people of Bethlehem saw this, and they knelt down to worship Jesus. And everyone was filled with joy now that Jesus the Savior was born. So guess what? Today, thousands of years later, Christians all over the world remember the birthday of Jesus. Which is tomorrow. That's correct. And what day do we call that? We call it Christmas. And what kind of things do we hear on Christmas? We hear Christmas carols, sing, dance, bells, right? People go to church. And we give each other what? Gifts, just like the wise men. So, I want to wish you a very, very Merry Christmas. Okay? So thank you for coming today. Yes?
I have a little thing that has Mary and Jesus and the shepherd with the
You do? Good. Yeah. Do you want to take a look at Joseph and Mary and baby Jesus? Come on, stand up. Come up. I want you to take a peek at this. Yep. Let's come over here. Yep, you can go up there. Yep. Yep. Can everybody see? This is Mary. Do you see Mary? And this is Joseph. Yep, let me get Joseph for you. Here's Joseph. Yep. And here is the baby Jesus. And he's sleeping in what? He's sleeping in a manger. And what's in that manger? Hay. Yep. Well, let's say a prayer, okay? God, thank you for baby Jesus, who grew up just like us. And thank you for his love and for the way God comes to us. Amen. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. And I hope you have a wonderful Christmas.
This scripture reading is from Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
Thank you. Now in that same region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them,
"Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger."
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying,
"Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors."